Manu Patra alerts dated the 28th of March 2019. Supreme Court has refused to stall the release of film Ram Ki Janmabhoomi, which is scheduled to hit the screens across the country on the 29th of March. Supreme Court has restrained a lawyer from practicing in the top court for a year and handed him a suspended sentence of 3 months in jail for contempt of court by launching a personal attack on judges. Bombay High Court has directed the dean of the JJ Group of Hospitals to set up a medical board to study the mental health of 20-year-old student after she sought a judicial nod to terminate her almost 23-week pregnancy. Madras High Court has suggested the introduction of minimum experience criteria before fresh law graduates are allowed to practice before the court. Supreme Court has observed that the act of directing remand of an accused is a judicial function and same cannot be challenged in a habeas corpus petition. SC, while holding that there is no stipulation of any fixed period for completion of a serious fraud investigation, observed that stipulation in subsection 3 of section 212 of the Companies Act 2013, in relation to the submission of the report, is not mandatory, but directory. Supreme Court has sought to know from the centre within 2 weeks its view on bringing all the quasi-judicial bodies under one central umbrella body. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has approved the resolution plan for Jyoti Structures presented by the resolution professional on behalf of a group of investors led by Sharad Sanghi and others. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has admitted insolvency plea against Shrenuj and Company, the century-old diamond house that had the late Maharani Gayatri Devi of Jaipur as its brand ambassador during its heydays. Delhi High Court has dismissed a challenge against the circular issued by Directorate of Education, Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi, to all the schools under it to follow the textbooks prescribed by the SCERT, NCERT and CBSE. Gujarat High Court has stayed an order of the Ahmedabad Charity Commissioner by which former Chief Minister Anandibhan Patel, who is presently the Governor of Madhya Pradesh, was appointed as a permanent trustee of an education trust at Palanpur in Banaskantha district. Bombay High Court has allowed alleged Islamic State recruit Tareeb Majeed's application seeking call data records of the conversations between his father and the National Investigation Agency officers who facilitated his return from Turkey in 2014. Delhi High Court has directed major Indian restaurant chain to use 20 lakh rupees fine imposed on company for violating the trademark of French luxury fashion goods manufacturer Hermes to provide mid-day meals and sanitary napkins at orphanages and foster care homes. Madras High Court has refused to grant interim relief to Vedant Limited to take up maintenance work at its copper smelter plant in Thoothukudi. Bombay High Court has quashed the defamation complaint filed by Shapoorji Palonji and Company against ex-managing trustee of Tata Trusts, Arvinka Taramanan. Bombay High Court has refused to stay proceedings in a 2016 criminal defamation case filed by Nasli Wadia against Ratan Tata and some other directors of Tata Sons. Gujarat High Court has rejected the plea of former Congress MLA Bhagabara challenging his disqualification as a lawmaker in the decision of the Election Commission to declare the by-election for Talala on the 10th of March, despite there being a stay on his conviction at that point of time. Kerala High Court has observed the Indian Constitution permits sitting MLAs to contest Lok Sabha elections and the law only prohibits holding two posts. Gujarat High Court has directed its registry to provide the paper book related to Gulbarga massacre appeals to two witnesses in the case free of cost. Punjab and Haryana High Court, while directing authorities to issue instructions to all the investigating officers not to state mention the caste of the accused, victims or witnesses and recovery memos, FIRs, seizure memos, inquest papers and other prescribed forms has observed that caste system is profoundly illogical. Delhi High Court has stayed the resolution of Executive Committee of Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, which had restrained elected students from attending meetings of various bodies of their school centers. Madras High Court has held that manufacture of the herbal products would be eligible for deduction under Section 80IA of the Income Tax Act, 1961. The Gujarat High Court has granted an interim order allowing release of the vehicle seized by the GST department under Sections 129 and Section 130 of the CGST Act by noting that the notice issued prima facie do not comply the requirements of Section 129 of the Act. Calcutta High Court has held that the transaction of obtaining high-tension electric and supplying it to occupants after converting it to low tension supply and raising bills on such occupants is a service exigible to service tax under the Finance Act, 1994. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has held that addition cannot be made merely on the ground that the expenditure is for non-business purposes.